You know, the problem is if you're, you know, out in the woods and it starts to snow uncontrollably and you get buried out there, it can be very problematic, of course. And that's why I'm concerned that my next guest might have been under a snowdrift somewhere. He's out there running around. Next thing you know, he gets dumped on in an early snowfall while he's out trying to trap beaver or whatever it is he does out there. Rod Rademacher, everyone, stumbling in with his Muskox shirt on, like always, a program brought to you by Muskox Menswear. GoMuskox.com. Ron, how is the beaver trapping?
The beaver trapping is going good, man. It's just going really good. Because, you know, the weather really helps.
Well, yeah.
I don't know if you heard the great climate news.
What's that?
Happened this week. Well, November 16, 17, and 18 recorded record low temperatures at the South Pole, lowest since 1987.
I didn't know that.
It's getting minus 45.2 degrees centigrade. Hey, it's not just the South Pole. Get this. Because we're talking about beavers, you want to go north. The ice cap at the Arctic is 1.35 million square kilometers higher than the low of 2012.
Now, I talked about that earlier this week. Yeah, the ice pack is bigger than 2017, 18, 19, 20, and it's about even or just a little ahead of last year. And nowhere near
it's growing.
You're right.
And for the fifth year out of the last seven, our beloved polar bears are able to walk out on the ice on the west coast of the Hudson Bay to go hunting. Hasn't been happening since the 1980s. So this is why the beavers are easy to get, because they got to come up out of that. You know, they got to come up and get food, and we can trap them.
Nice. So Hudson Bay has ice, but Hudson Bay always has ice, just not this time of the year, you're saying.
It's just early. It's just early, kind of like it is here in Michigan. It's a little early. So it bodes well for our trip to the even ice caves later on, because the weather's cold and we're going to have, very possibly, are going to have a white Thanksgiving and a white Christmas. There you have it.
There you go.
Yeah.
I'm going to have a white Thanksgiving because it definitely isn't melting all today. I can guarantee you that. I've got shoveling to do. Tell me about your road trip this week. Tell me about your road trip, Ronnie.
I got multiple road trips. The road trip of the week is to walk off that Thanksgiving dinner. If you've never been up to the Lake Bluff Sanctuary in Manistee, well worth going. They got champion trees there. They got a champion cottonwood, champion sycamore maple, and they have the largest sequoia east of the Rocky Mountains in that park. So it is all over 100 feet tall. It's a giant.
Yeah, I think it's actually bigger than that. It was planted, what, in the 1930s or 40s?
It was planted in 1948.
And what park is it again?
The Lake Bluff Bird Sanctuary. You got to be aware, however, if you go up there and you go driving up, it's just north of Orchard Beach, and you're looking for Lake Bluff Bird Sanctuary, the sign reads Lake Bluff Farms. They've never gotten around to changing the sign. So when you see Lake Bluff Farms, that's the right place.
But it is remarkable because sequoias are, you know, they only grow in one area of the world until they started growing them. And I mean, there's probably some other people that planted them, but those folks brought those seedlings back in the 30s. I've read about it a little bit. And they've flourished. There's not just one tree, but the one is bigger than the other. There's a handful of them.
Yeah, they will grow in temperate zones, and there's quite a few of them. So we are going to, Bob the Turtle and I are going to Holly Berry up in Frankfort on Saturday. And when we come back from that, we're probably going to stop there and try to walk off our holiday dinner. I wanted to go to Frankenmuth to learn how to properly roll my pretzel.
But, well, yeah.
At the,
if you can't roll your pretzel, you could be in real trouble.
Yeah, it can cause a lot of social problems if you don't properly roll that pretzel. So
exactly.
They're teaching that in Frankenmuth at the Bavarian Inn, but we're going out to Frankfurt instead. So I'll have to, next year, learn how to roll my pretzel.
Fair enough. All right, what else we got as we head into Black Friday?
Black Friday. Well, Saturday is Small Business Saturday, of course, so people are going to be out there. You got the Thanksgiving Day Parade in Detroit. They have America's Thanksgiving Day Parade every year on the 24th prior to
the football game. If the Lions win, I mean, the Bills are so frightened of the Lions. They got 7 feet of snow and fled their stadium to come play on Ford Field so they could scout it out early. Right. We saw that happen this past week. The Bills are so frightened of the Lions, they had to come play here.
That was tricky. That was very tricky. Of all the places they could have gone to play that game, they picked Detroit. Yeah.
Right, exactly. Conveniently scouting out that. But if the Lions win four in a row, it is the seventh sign of the apocalypse, I'm quite certain.
There's no question about it. Yeah, we're prepping already. Yeah, we're laying in extra beer.
Exactly.
You know what? You got to stay hydrated.
Extra liquor, yeah. Let's see here. So that's happened. So Detroit's America's Thanksgiving Day Parade, and then, of course, the Lions playing football. And, Lord, they've won three in a row. I don't remember the last time the Lions won three in a row. I don't know if they've ever won three in a row since I've been alive.
And so, as you said, it is the fourth trump, the fourth trumpet. The end is nigh if they win.
The four horsemen are riding on the other go. Anyhow, all right, give me another spot. We're going to hold you through the break when we get to it, but yeah, time for another one here.
Okay, well, you know, you almost have to talk about Meyer Gardens this type of year. They do their holiday around the world, and they have something like 45 or 50 cultural displays from around the world, 300,000 lights. So even if you don't get over there this week, they run it through December. And they really do – everything they do at that facility, they do it top-notch.
Yeah.
So that's a great
– I love Meyer Gardens, by the way. I'm sitting here looking at 300,000 Christmas lights. Runs until January the 2nd. So it starts now, right?
Yeah, it starts right now. Well, November 23rd is when they tee off, so that's today.
Right. Sure. That would be right now, Ron. I'm not real good with calendars, but that would be right now. Okay.
This is something you don't hear very often, Steve, but in this case, you are right.
I know. I don't hear it at all, in fact. People spend their time online telling me how I'm wrong. At any rate, hold that thought, Ron, and we'll talk more about your beer and your trips. And planning ahead for the Polar Express, we'll talk about that after the break with Ron Rademacher, brought to you by our good friends at Muskox. Brad was on earlier. GoMuskox.com. Big Black Friday specials. If you buy 2, 3, or 4 shirts, the savings escalate. Black Friday specials from GoMuskox.com. Supporting Ron Rademacher. I'll be right back.